Good morning. This is Anna Mullen, inventory assistant at the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn, Iowa. Unlike most of the across oceans, across time segments that I do regarding specific artifacts in the museum collection, today I am previewing all of the great opportunities the museum is offering this weekend during Tivoli Fest 2012. In keeping with this year's theme, A Burst of Tivoli Fest, we have a dazzling array of activities available at the museum. Whether you enjoy paintings, photographic prints, historic buildings, or all of the above, the Danish Immigrant Museum has something for everyone during this wonderful celebration of Elkhorn community and Danish heritage. The museum will be open Saturday, May 26th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Sunday, May 27th from noon to 5 p.m. There are three different exhibition spaces within the building. In addition to the core exhibit, which documents Danish immigration and Danish American settlements, the main floor gallery currently houses the Danish American Artist Series, which features paintings by Mia Furlong. Furlong is both an attorney and an artist. Her work reflects a strong interest in color, geometry, and organic forms, such as trees, leaves, and flowers. In the mezzanine gallery is the exhibit Jens Jensen, Celebrating the Native Prairie. It explores the life, career, and ongoing legacy of landscape architect Jens Jensen. Tivoli weekend would be a great time to check out the progress being made on the Danish Immigrant Museum's Jens Jensen Prairie Landscape Park. The acres around the museum have been changing shape and composition, including the newly installed council ring on the east side of the building. While you are out on the grounds of the museum, make sure to check out two of our historic buildings, the Morningstar Chapel and the Jens Dixon Homesteader's Cabin. Over Tivoli weekend, the Danish Immigrant Museum's new traveling exhibition, The Danish Pioneer, will be on display. Since 1872, Dendanski Pioneer, or The Danish Pioneer, has been a leading newspaper serving a national Danish-American readership. Founded in Omaha and originally printed entirely in the Danish language, the newspaper is now a bilingual publication based in the Chicago area. The exhibit tells the story of this newspaper through photographs and text. It shows how the style and content of the publication evolved over time as we come face to face with the people who shaped its history. While you're at the museum, make sure to check out the great products in the gift shop and explore our Tivoli Fest book sale with publications in both Danish and English. In addition to all of the opportunities at the Danish Immigrant Museum on Washington Street, make sure to check out two other sites in town. Bestemer's House on College Street is a Victorian house which transports visitors to a turn-of-the-century Midwestern home. The Family History and Genealogy Center, located on Main Street, will be open Saturday, May 26th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Family History and Genealogy Center is presenting their new photographic exhibit, Long-Term Lovers. Tivoli Fest was my first experience in Elkhorn last year. My family traveled from Davenport to visit the Danish Immigrant Museum and explore the surrounding area. It was an amazing weekend as I encountered the sights, sounds, smells, and even tastes of Tivoli. I hope you can come to the Danish Immigrant Museum this weekend to experience a burst of Tivoli with all of us.